Simon & Schuster Audio presents X-Plan Parenting, Become Your Child's Ally, A Guide to Raising Strong Kids in a Challenging World, by Bert Folks, read by Jonathan Todd Ross. X. The X-Plan. Home for lunch, my wife, Laura, was about to head back to work. "Babe, will you give this a quick read?" I handed her an article I'd just finished. She proofs everything I write. I trust her judgment and keen eye, but many of my topics are personal and gritty, so I need her permission to put our lives on display. She's never said, "No, don't publish this," but I still ask. Almost 3 decades of marriage have taught me a few things. Laura read X-Plan, Giving Your Kids a Way Out, a short piece about giving teens an escape from rough situations, using a simple text message. It's a plan we developed for our younger son, Danny. "It's good," Laura said as she handed me the pages. "But if you submit this, won't it screw it up for Danny when people read it?" I laughed. About 20 years prior, I'd left my teaching job to be a stay-at-home dad and write full-time. My brother had scoffed. "I give it 6 months, and the only thing you'll be writing is a suicide note." In some ways, he was right. My fledgling writing career was lost to my real full-time job, raising kids. As they became older, I eventually returned to the keyboard. My readership had grown over time, but remained just a sarcastic smidge below bestseller status. "Honey," I flipped my X-Plan article in the air. "Nobody's going to read this."
We now laugh about that.
Technology glitch, I thought at first. My blog's stats were screwed up. They had to be. Within 24 hours of my publishing the X-Plan, traffic exploded from thousands of readers to millions. It wasn't until I started receiving phone calls, emails, and private messages from total strangers that the reality hit me. This thing was everywhere. "They're talking about your article on K-Love," a friend texted me. Much like parenting, sometimes God's blessings feel like more than we can handle. In truth, I wasn't prepared for the popularity of that piece. God apparently had more faith in me than I deserved. Friends, I have a confession. Just 1 week before, I was ready to quit writing. I'd been to a Colorado retreat for a week of prayer, and I was struggling. Walking along a hard-packed road, the gravel crunching beneath my boots and wind hissing through the aspens, I was pushing in on God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?